Gwynn gets a win. Daniel Gwynn, a death row prisoner for almost 30 years, is now leaving death row and prison itself after his case was finally dismissed, after the case fell apart. For almost 30 years, Gwynn was subject to decades of solitary confinement under threat of imminent death and soul-aching loneliness. Gwynn's conviction stems from both a false confession and apparently tampering with witnesses by police and the prosecutor. He was charged and convicted of murder, arson, and aggravated assault in the death of Marcia Smith of the 4500 block of Chestnut Street in West Philadelphia in November 1994. The woman died from smoke inhalation, and several others were injured after jumping out of a three-story window. Gwynn was charged with setting a fire. Why was the confession suspect? Because Gwynn, then in his 20s, was a serious drug fiend. His so-called confession was quite divergent from the facts at issue. How did he survive almost 30 years on death row with his sanity intact? Art. Specifically, he learned how to paint, and he made stunning works of art. When I was on death row at SCI Green, the prison aired shots of artworks on its closed circuit TV channel. I remember seeing a memorable painting of a jazz pianist deep into his music. The keyboard undulated like a wave, seemingly dancing to the music. That work of beauty was painted by Daniel Gwynn. Gwynn, now 54 years old, is now really free. With love, not fear, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.